No ice boxes of any kind. Mm-hmm. Then,
and no dairies, they didn't have. Mm,
no. If you live close to a spring, now, mm-hmm. when we did live down that Valley Springs a while before Bert and me is married, and they got a big spring down there, and it was the finest spring, and they had a big milk house built over the branch oh. of this, and it had two rooms in it, and you could, so many would put their milk in that, each one had his end of the milk house, and they'd say, well, you all can put your milk in my part
oh.
of it. And so we used that mm-hmm. before we was married. Mm-hmm. And before a meal,
mm-hmm.
they'd tell us to go down, it's time now to go down and get the milk. And
oh.
we had a steep hill to
when
climb.
When I was married, we done well to get a cold drink of water.
So. Yeah, the way we did. And that's the only icebox we knew of.
Yeah. Oh, that's really interesting. Hmm. Well, now, it's hard to believe, of course, nowadays that they have those farms that's all they do, you know, and then people, they take it and process it and
yeah.
everything, and people just make their whole living.
With the milk.
Yeah.
We've got too lazy to keep a cow, or I have, and we're paying $1.70, I believe, right now.
For a gallon of milk.
What dairy is that? Where does it come?
We just go to store and
get but where does the
well, this came from the School of the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was wondering. Where was the closest one?
Well, now they've got one up here at Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
Got a dairy,
mm-hmm.
or two or three,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the mm-hmm. College of the Ozark
mm-hmm.
milk. I've heard how clean and nice
mm-hmm.
it was.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have to get up to standard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be negligent mm-hmm. in their milking and taking care of the milk
mm-hmm.
and sell it on the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true too. Which is
but
different.
We usually get the College of the Ozark milk.
Well, what about cotton? Did people raise much cotton around?
Not up to here.
I didn't think that they ever did.
The women way back there now, when Myrtle was a little girl, they nearly every one of them had a little cotton patch for their own home cotton.
See, we'd pick this cotton and we'd take a cards and put this cotton to it and pick the seed out.
Oh.
It wasn't enough to send it to the
uh-huh.
gin.
Uh-huh.
And we'd do that ourselves.
And you do that yourself?
And then make our quilts.
Oh, and use that to put inside
mm-hmm.
the quilts.
The cards, you'd hold one with that hand and then come down with this hand, and it'd separate the seeds from the cotton.
That's talking back in the hard old days. Right?
Yeah.
That is really hard, I guess, if you hadn't knew that.
Well, it was slow going.
Oh, I bet it was.
It took a long time to card enough cotton to make
fill
a quilt.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the way we did it.
What like those quilts, when you fix, what do you put in quilts now?
Well, now, you can buy this synthetic cotton or whatever it is.
Oh, I see.
Then when you wash a quilt, well, it'll dry right now.
Oh, yeah.
But the cotton is much better, I think, for a quilt. Say a summer quilt.
Uh-huh.
They get dirtier, little.
Mm-hmm.
easier than a
mm-hmm.
Winter quilt. What I mean by that is a nicer quilt, you
mm-hmm.
take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the summer quilts, well, you'll make a pallet out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We used to
mm-hmm.
did if we
mm-hmm.
wanted to. And they don't stay clean too long.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wash it and dry it in a day.
Mm-hmm.